now to our courts reporter, Vivian Trainer, who is covering a case at the Central Criminal Court, which has heard that a woman accused of murdering her child had been obsessed and devastated after she believed her child had a particular type of autism. The woman, who cannot be named by order of the court, has pleaded not guilty to murder by reason of insanity. Our courts reporter, Vivian Trainer, is on the line. Vivian, it's clearly a very sad case. What was the jury told about the circumstances of this child's death?
Well, the jury was told that the woman at the centre of this case was considered to be quite vulnerable after the birth of her first child, that she was described as such by her husband in the case. But when the child went to playgroup and to Montessori, there were some behavioural issues detected by those caring for her, and it was decided to send the child for an assessment. The person who assessed the child gave a sort of a borderline diagnosis of autism, but the court was told that the child's mother became obsessed by this diagnosis and believed the child was suffering from a much more severe type of autism known as PDA. She began to Google frantically about this condition, became obsessed with it and was preoccupied by it. She began to fear for her child's future, for the future of the rest of her family, and was very fearful that the adequate supports would not be available. Her family noticed that her mood was very low around that time. She began seeing her GP and a counsellor. She wasn't sleeping. She had been diagnosed sleeping tablets. And her family were trying to help her in as many practical ways as they could. But they said that she was sending out alarming texts about her child's diagnosis. One such text had said to a family member that she was cracking up and that she couldn't handle this. It all ended then last year in a phone call to emergency services when the woman had been at home alone with her child. Her partner had been out of their home at the time with another child. And she had told emergency services that she had smothered the child on purpose. They had tried to talk her through CPR, but staff said that she seemed very calm. The child was eventually found by Gardaí in an unresponsive state, was taken to hospital, but died 3 days later.
And the jury was told that a special verdict is open to it in this case. Is that right, Vivian?
Yes, prosecuting counsel said that the jury would hear in this case that it would be a much shorter trial than usual in a murder trial because two consultant psychiatrists would give evidence in this case about the woman's mental state at the time. They were told that she had pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity, and that these two consultant psychiatrists would say that this defence of insanity is open to her in their opinion. The jury was told after hearing that evidence, however, it will be up to the jury to decide if that special verdict of not guilty by reason of insanity can be returned.
Vivian, thank you. Our courts reporter, Vivian Trainer, there.